This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. The FBI reports former U.S. President and Republican candidate Donald Trump was the subject of an apparent assassination attempt at his Florida golf club Sunday, thwarted by the Secret Service, who spotted someone with a firearm in the shrubbery lining the golf course and opened fire. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
Palm Beach County Sheriff Rick Bradshaw says once someone gets in the shrubbery,
they're pretty much out of sight.
That's where the suspect was, about 400 yards from Trump. A Secret Service agent saw his rifle barrel peeking through the shrubs and opened fire. Bradshaw says on WPBF if Trump was the sitting president,
we would have had this entire golf course around it.
But he's not, so security is limited to what the Secret Service deems possible.
I would imagine that the next time he comes at a golf course, there'll probably be a little bit more people around the perimeter.
While Bradshaw praises the Secret Service's response, the incident raises more questions about the agency's protective measures after it admitted failures in preventing July's attempt on Trump's life. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Upon the news of another attempt on the former president, his Democratic presidential opponent, U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris, said she was deeply disturbed by the incident and said everything should be done to ensure it does not lead to more violence. U.S. President Joe Biden, in a statement, said his administration will continue to ensure the Secret Service has every resource to ensure the former president's continued safety. Overseas, British Prime Minister Keir Starmer said he found the news of the attempt very worrying.
Obviously, there's now an investigation going on, so I won't say much more about the details, but I think it is really important that we're all very, very clear that violence has no part to play at all in any political process. So deeply troubled, let the investigation take its place, but absolute clarity. Violence, no place in political discussion at all, anywhere.
This is VOA News. A missile fired by Yemen's Iran-backed Houthi rebels has landed in an open area in central Israel and triggered air raid sirens at its international airport. It's the latest reverberation from the nearly year-long war in Gaza. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Israel said that it would respond militarily to the missile launch, which happened early Sunday. There were no reports of casualties or major damage, but Israeli media aired footage showing people racing to the airport. The Israeli military also said Sunday that there was a high probability that three hostages found dead months ago were killed in an Israeli airstrike. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
The 68th regular session of the International Atomic Energy Agency, the IAEA, opened at the UN headquarters in Vienna Monday, a four-day conference in which officials and representatives from the IAEA member states will consider a range of challenges facing the nuclear watchdog agency. In his opening address, IAEA Chief Rafael Grossi discussed the threats posed by the war between Russia and Ukraine to nuclear plants in both Ukraine and Russia. But in the area of Iran's nuclear ambitions, Grossi said the potential for progress with the new Iranian there is potential for progress with the new government in Iran.
I salute the possibility and look forward to engaging with the new president of Iran and with the government of Iran in continuing in our indispensable efforts to give the credible assurances to the international community that that nuclear program is in peaceful ways and it will continue.
Ukrainian officials reported Monday on the latest extensive Russian drone attack targeting Kyiv, saying the assault was the eighth against Ukraine's capital this month. In a statement on his Telegram social media account, Kyiv's military administration chief Sergei Popko said the Ukrainian air defenses shot down nearly two dozen drones over Kyiv, but there were no reports of damages or casualties. Torrential rains in Central Europe have led to serious flooding, leaving five dead in Poland and one in the Czech Republic. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
In southwestern Poland, firefighters said on Monday the number of flooding victims has risen. Czech police say a woman drowned in the country's northeast, which has been pounded by record rainfall since Thursday. Emergency workers are flat out in the eastern Czech Republic after widespread flooding and forced mass evacuations. Jindrich Stefek from a rescue team in Jesenich says, "We've been rescuing people that were above us on a roof. There are others trapped in front of it, but the current is very strong. Rescuers are using any boat they can find to transport people to safety as neighborhoods are flooded by the raging Opava River." I'm Charles de Ledesma.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.